Hey everybody, this is Louis from Technically Journalism, the blog I started where I focus really on journalism and how journalists should use technology and maybe how the two should come together a little more just to help our news coverage. So today I wanted to talk about a friend of mine who left where I work. I work here in Phoenix at the Arizona Republic. She left the paper, which we tend to do. We tend to move around a lot to go work for the paper in San Diego, the San Diego Union Tribune. It's a very good paper, obviously in a great city. But she had some time off between jobs, and I think she doesn't start for another few days at the paper in San Diego. But she happened to notice on Twitter that there was some news going on there, oddly enough tied to what's going on in Phoenix, where we have a lot of immigration stuff. And the sheriff here in Arizona, the Phoenix area specifically, he's kind of a lightning rod when it comes to that. Most people either like him or hate him or whatever. Well, I guess he was going to be in San Diego to give a speech on immigration. Some type of speech on immigration, and she happened to see that on his Twitter because she worked here, and a lot of journalists follow his Twitter account just to see kind of what he's up to. So I think on his Twitter feed he happened to tweet that he was going to be in San Diego to talk about immigration. So she happened to be there, and technically she's not working for a paper right now. She's in between jobs, but when you do what we do, you kind of can't get it out of your system. You want to go to news if you can and kind of see what's going on. It was kind of cool. She went to the protest, as there's going to be whenever he's around. They protested him and whatever, and there was supporters and protesters there alike there in San Diego. And she went and did a bunch of these tweets on it for no real news organization, just for herself, really. And I happened to see her doing it, so I asked her to do a write-up on it, which she did. She sent it over, and I'll be posting that tomorrow, Wednesday. I forgot what the date is today. I think it's like the 10th or something. So I'm gonna post that online tomorrow. But she did a really cool write-up just kind of talking about how it all unfolded and how she was able to keep an eye on news through Twitter, or at least see news through Twitter, and then go and cover it again with Twitter. Like, that's all she did. No news organization picked up her photo. She wasn't working for either paper. And she'll soon enough here be working for the San Diego paper next week, I think. So that was just cool. It was a cool thing for her to be able to do, to go and just go hang out there at the scene of some, not big news, but news enough, and get photos of the protesters. I wish she'd gotten some video myself, but it was cool that she was able to get some pictures. She took some really good pictures and tweeted those out. I'll collect some of them up and put them in a slideshow for the post. And it reminded me of when I was, a few years ago, when I was in Georgia visiting my in-laws. We took my wife to go see her family, and it was really cool. And there happened to be in the city where we were at an older man who had been arrested in that city, in Augusta, Georgia. He had been accused of a Florida murder of a little girl who I believe had been molested too, but I'm not for sure. That was years ago. And he just happened to be caught in Augusta where we were at while we were there. So I just took off and went and hung out at outside the sheriff's office there. The Sally Port is what they call it, where they bring the suspects in. And just kind of hung out there all day, really. I mean, it was literally all day with the journalists that were there from all over the place. Like, photographers and everything from CNN had come through, and local media was there. And I was just hanging out. I wasn't there for any news organization. If I had Twitter and my iPhone, I'd have been doing all kinds of stuff just to do it. And it's just cool, It's something that's cool about taking your phone to the scene of something significant and being able to get information out and photos and video and audio. And to be able to do that with your phone is really super cool. And maybe that's just a geek in me. But it was really cool that she was able to do it. Her name is Lily. I believe you pronounce her last name Leong, but I might have gotten that wrong. If you just Google my site tomorrow morning, Technically Journalism, you should see the post that she did. It was really cool. If you happen to catch this later on in the day or later in the cycle, just hit the heading up there. The menu is called In the Field is the subject, the menu title, where you'll find her post there too. It was a really cool thing for her to do. I was really happy that I was able to get her to write something up for me. And it was just a good example of the simple thing anybody out there can do with a cell phone and Twitter. It's not really hard. It doesn't take a lot of training. You just have to have the desire to do it and the idea to do it. This has to hit you. Hey, I'm going to go hang out here for a few hours, take some photos, and post them somewhere for people to see. It was a really cool thing. So, again, just wanted to get that out. Gonna have that post on my website. If you don't happen to catch my website, it's not a big deal. But just know that you can do really cool stuff with Twitter and a phone at just anywhere you are. Anywhere there's news, you can go and do that. You don't have to be an accredited member of a media outlet. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Take care.